I'm here in Clondalkin and I'm talking to Ray Muldowney. Ray, you were the staff foreman in the paper mills.
Yeah.
In what year?
It was 1970.
And so...
Up to the time at Louth.
And how long were you with the paper mills altogether?
It was 27, almost 28 years. The 1st of July... Sorry, the 1st of February, 1954.
You joined them?
I started, yeah, in the laboratory.
And tell me about the Muldowneys. Where did they come from originally?
Well, my father was born right here in Clondalkin, right opposite the mill.
Did he work there?
No, he worked in CIE. And my grandfather was a beerman. In the mill, my grandfather.
He was a what?
A beater man.
Can you explain what a beater man is?
Well, he used to put in the pulp and put in the colours and all that for the paper, preparation for the paper. He worked in the old mill, and when the old mill closed down, he was made redundant. And when it opened up,
he was back in.
Just going back in the early 1900s, you're saying on that.
A furnace is a formula of the chemicals mix different grades of paper. And that's where Eamon Tully or the Dardis explained that to you. They prepared this furnish. So when he used the word furnish, it's the formula for that particular grade of paper.
I see.
Each grade has a different... Formative, different furnish.
So, did your grandfather talk to you about his work and what he did?
I barely remember my grandfather at the time.
Yeah. And did he come to Clondalkin specifically to join the paper mills?
No, as far as I know, he came to Clondalkin. He could have now. He came from Kildare, somewhere in Kildare.
Hmm.
I think it was Kildare, no, Kilkenny. Mm. My grandfather came from Kilkenny. Bill was his name.
And who did Bill marry?
He married a woman from Clondalkin, Power.
And so any of... was your grandmother in the factory at any stage? Or
No, I don't think so.
And did they have a big family, your grandparents?
They had six uncles.
So your father then was somewhere where in the middle, or?
My father was the fort.
And did his brothers work there as well?
Some of his brothers worked in it, yeah.
So it was a great place for employment. Well, locally it was the place, I suppose.
The only place.
Yeah.
Well, you had the Wetherwell as well, you know.
Mm. And the it's interesting, though, you were saying that your father was a railway man.
No. My father was CIE. He was in the paper transport. He used to deliver the papers at night time to Galway. Chum, Galway. That time, that was the only way to deliver them.
And what was your father's first name?
James, Jim.
Transport, I mean, how was he delivering those papers?
Well, he had a lorry. He used to deliver all the morning papers to the different parts of the country. It was all night work. He started out at 12 o'clock at night and come back the next day, that day.
And what newspapers was he?
The Irish Press, The Times, The Independent, all the Irish.
Yeah.
The Pictorial when I was on the go, and papers like that.
So he knew the countryside fairly.
He knew the countryside. He actually got, it was in the paper, I was only a kid at the time. They got stuck in a big snow down there. They really got covered with snow. And they were buried for a week.
Go away. Did he ever take you in the truck?
No, they weren't allowed.
Yeah. So, as soon as you left school then, did you go into the mills straight away, or did you do something else?
No, I was in... I was in Superior. Now, first of all, I was in Blue Pools. They were in Island Ridge, which is gone now. Blue Pools done the upholstery for motor cars and that.
Oh, I see.
And I was in there for a couple of years. And I left that and I went to work in Superior Waxing.
What did they do?
They put a wax on the paper. Do you know the paper that wraps bread?
Yes.
You know, the wax is on that is for to stop the air going into it. You know, the porosity, as they call it, is stop the air going into it.
Yeah.
They used to do all that. They moved to Fingus after that. They were up there opposite St. Lomans. You pass it on the way in.
Yes. And so, but that was interesting, wasn't it? So you were making wrapping or waxing the wrapping paper.
It was actually waxing the paper that was made at Ladakh Papers.
Yeah.
Superior waxing, you call it.
And the companies then that bought that paper would have been a mixture of all the breads, I suppose, and the...
Oh, bread wrappings, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that was wrapped that to prevent the air from going and getting into it, you know, to keep it fresh.
Yeah. How long did you stay there?
It wasn't too long enough. It wasn't too long at all. I was 6 months, 9 months.
Yeah.
I was sacked for doing an interview for the mill. I took a day off to do an interview for the mill. And it was the owner was he was from Holland. You can't take time off. They're sacked. It didn't matter because I was going to tell him. I was going to give him a week's notice to go to the mill anyway.
Right. So can you recall that your first time in the mills
it was in the laboratory. I started off in the laboratory. And Tully was in the laboratory at the time. Jerry Reid, Mrs. McGrath, Fanny Carroll, Maura McGovern, Una Boogie. It was a good time. Dr. Sherry, he was the man over us.
And so that was your first port
yeah,
call?
The bird, yeah.
And
it used to test the paper and that, you know.
Yeah. And then all the time, I suppose, you're learning on your feet when you're in there.
On the feet all the time, yeah.
Yeah. So where did you move to next then?
I moved to next down to the machine room.
Yeah.
As there was two of us in the machine room. Jerry Reid and myself. We went down to the machine room and just learned about the machines and of the people that worked on the machines and it, you know, cleaning up and all this. Yeah.
What exactly were you doing? Cleaning the machines and getting to know them?
Getting to know the machines and getting to know the works of the machines and that, you know.
Yeah.
Learning all about testing papers.
Yeah.
Different things, you know.
And did you actually work on the machines?
Or? I did. I ended up working on the machines. Yeah. The first job was on the wet end, they called it. That was to keep control of the paper on the machines that it didn't go too high. Too high, it'd break. If it went too low, it's hard to explain. It'd break. The machine would break. You had to keep it on a happy medium. Look after the felts that carried the paper. Neither of that, you know.
All right, so this was like an assembly line, was it?
It was an assembly line. Four people worked on each machine.
As soon as you finished, who took over next then?
Another fella, another shift. It was 8 hours on the shift. And you were there, well, you got a break every now and again for a smoke and things like that. And then for the change of the shift, there was three shifts, continuous shifts.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 4, 4 to 12, and 12 to 8. You started off 8 to 4 one week. The next week you'd be on 12 to 8, and the third week you'd be on 4 to 12.
Mm.
Then you go back to 8 to 4 again. Continuous all the time.
Did it ever get monotonous, boring, or did
well, the paper used to give us so much trouble, wouldn't it? You know, we had brought in our lunch and come out the same. The lunch wouldn't be even up, we wouldn't get time to eat.
Yeah.
But nobody minded, everyone was happy enough.
Yeah. You know? The machine, the...
And when the things were going well,
yeah,
running well, smoothly. But you have to be on your guard all the time. If you weren't watching things and different things had changed, like the drawing and the paper and the different things, you know.
So it was, you were part of a team that if you fell back in your job, the next person would suffer. And
they'd all suffer. Everyone, yeah. You know. Yeah, the first man on the machine was the fella on the wet end. And then you had a backtender and you had an assistant backtender. Then you had the machine man who was over our hall, over the whole machine.
Right. And would he just stand and keep a watch on everything?
Or move around all the time, you know.
Yeah.
All different sections. The backtender had, his responsibility was the drawing of the paper. It was kept to the right moisture and the right trend and all, you know.
How did you actually dry the paper?
Big cylinders. Paper would go over the big cylinders.
Right.
There was two machines there, but there was three actually, but the two of them would be suitable. They were vast, two vast different machines completely. One had a huge cylinder.
And would it blow hot air? Is that the...
No, it's just there was different temperatures and the paper would go up around them.
Yeah.
On the cylinder.
Yeah.
With it on a felt.
How long would that take?
To go from the start to the bottom?
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Okay.
5 minutes.
And what happens when the paper comes out at the other end?
It comes out at the other end, dries and all, the right moisture goes out the big rolls. And it goes from the rolls. You change over a roll, you take that roll off, and then it goes onto a cutter. A reeler, as we called it. And it'll be cut. There's different designs that the customer wanted.
Yeah.
Different diameters, different widths. Whatever the customer wanted.
No, the size of the factory, it was a huge place.
It was a big factory, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you get to... Would you, your department or your area where you were, would you get to know the people in different parts of the factory?
Well, it all depends what position. When I ended up foreman, I'd have to go around the whole factory. Well, the foreman, after 5 o'clock, the foreman was on duty. He had the responsibility of the whole factory. So what happened, they come to him.
Yeah,
but during the day, when all the buses, as we call them, were around during the day.
When did you get promoted to foreman? At what stage?
I think it was 1970.
Why do you think you got that job?
Oh, gee, don't ask me. I went from different parts of the machines. I was on the wet end, then I went back assistant backtender, then I went backtender, then I went machine man,
yeah,
and then I went foreman. But I was machine man. I was machine man on number one machine, and then I was over machine man number two machine. I'd done two of them. Not at the same time, though, different times, you know.
Yeah. So you must have known that machine inside out.
I had a fair idea of it, yeah.
Yeah.
A fair idea of it, yeah.
But did the machinery change as time went on?
Oh, yeah. They were always changing, putting in new wet ends, putting in new... They brought in the big cylinder, they brought it down that road.
Tell me, how did that happen? Explain that.
Well, they brought it up during the night. They had to test bridges and test the roads and all that. They could see where to take the weight of it.
Was it that big?
Oh, it was huge. It'd be the height of that building over there. It was huge.
Where did it come from?
He came from Dublin with the Docks.
Yeah.
It was in the Docks that, and I came from, I think he came from Sweden.
Yeah.
But it was a special carrier. It was the biggest thing that was ever brought into Ireland.
Imagine that.
And they had to knock down the walls in the mill on the Night Lock Road. They knocked down all the walls. They demolished all the walls and propped them up to get it in to the machine room. I could show you on that paper there, yeah, where the walls that they knocked down.
And tell me, who do you know who got the job of bringing that machine to the factory?
The people who made the cylinder, big cylinders, they called it.
Yeah.
Some of those people came with it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't signed over to the mill until it was in, up. There's different engineers from different countries and all done that.
Was that a big occasion? That was, a memorable occasion.
Yeah. I remember when they were digging out the foundations for it, the pits for it. They were digging that out when the machines were still running. Fellas, people walking underneath the pit, as we call it, getting ready for this machine, this thing. And they were walking away.
Really?
They also put a new roof on the machine room when the machines were running. That was the problem with the machines.
So they almost had to rebuild the whole.
They did rebuild
area
the whole
to,
lot, yeah.
to get it.
Yeah.
So were you foreman at this stage when that new machine came in?
When the new machine came in, I was, yeah.
So again, it was your responsibility then, wasn't it?
Well, as you know yourself, when this big thing came in, all the buses went everywhere. It was all around there. And we started up on the night shift. And the buses weren't too happy that we got it going on the night shift.
Why weren't they happy?
They couldn't get it going the day before. And they were all there. We don't know when they were all in bed.
Is that because of your expertise? And
no, it wasn't, because the people was at the put a hold on it. And the hold is the thing that there's the paper will come up and this hold will come down and hold the heat in. And it was all automatic. When the whole sheet of paper will go across, this hold will come down automatically. They couldn't get it working for days and days during the day, you know. So we decided that we'd have a go at night time. It was mother of it, huh? Sean Carly Larby go to him. You shouldn't have done it. Should have waited when I was there. He was had to be there at 2 in the morning. We went home, we started. Well, down here, an uncle of mine, he was a foreman as well.
Yeah.
He was one of the fellas that started.
He was your father's brother then, was he?
He was my uncle, yeah.
And but surely you were thanked, you know, you got recognition for that, did you?
Really? No, at that time. It was part of the job.
Really?
It's part of the job, wasn't it? I think Cusick thanked us all. And he said he had to get rid of half the shower that was looking at. You know the way he was.
It's gas, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but did you get on well with the management, with Dr. Cusick?
Yeah. I didn't get on too well with a lot of new people that come in. These were supposed to be experts at making paper and all that. Some of them were chancellors. You knew about them, they hadn't got a clue, but they were brought in.
Where did they come from?
One of them came from America, Eugene McCarron. Not an idea. He had no idea, but he was. He was one. Another fellow came from England, Scotland. I don't know where they were. Some people came out of Trinity College. They were telling us how to make paper. They were reading it off a book. Never worked like that.